Hi guys, this is for business and marketing. It is the reading for money management, control your cash flow. I'm going to be reading pages 1 through 11 right now. Table of contents, meet Michael and Selena, page 3. Make over your money habits, page 4. Score with goals, page 13. Decide to succeed on page 19. Plan for victory, page 22. Cruise to the finish line, page 32. Use the tips and strategies in this guide to do the following. Explore how spending, saving, and values impact your finances. Set smart money goals. Decide to make better money choices. Create a spending plan to reach your goals. Figure out ways to maintain a positive cash flow. Meet Michael and Selena. Michael lives with his mom and two sisters. Since his mom works, work hours were cut a few months ago, he's pretty much been on his own money-wise. He worked two jobs last summer to pay cash for a reliable used car, so he doesn't have a car payment. He's back to only one job now that school has started again. He's struggling to cover his expenses plus save for college, which he hopes to enter next year. Selena's a freshman who lives with her parents, has a brother in college, and doesn't worry much about her money. She loves to shop with her friends, and she earns a little money from occasional babysitting and pet sitting jobs, but she mostly relies on the bank of mom and dad to get money as she needs it. Michael and Selena are going to join us as we talk about money, 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 how to make the most of your dollars so you can avoid financial stress and get more out of what you want out of life. You're lucky. The adults in your life didn't have guides like this back when they were in school, and they can probably tell you about some of the major money burdens they've made and would love to forget. So master the lessons here, and you'll get a head start on being in charge of your money and your life. Make over your money habits. Habits can help you soar to success or keep you panting on the treadmill, with success always out of reach. They're sneaky too, because habits are automatic. They kick in before you can stop to think about how they're going to help you or hurt you in the long run. Activity 1.1a, My Money Habits. What money habits do you have? List your money habits. Mark them as sensible, plus, unwise, minus, or neutral, n. We'll come back to finish this right-hand column in this chart. So you're going to list your habit, if it's a positive, negative, or neutral, and the possible impact. Right now, your money habits may not seem like a big deal, but habits can stick to you like glue. Good habits help you have self-control as you plan to achieve your goals, but bad habits may push you out of the driver's seat and lead you somewhere you really don't want to go. The closer you get to being out on your own, the more you need to be in control of your actions. For that reason, the time to take on good money habits is now. By doing so, you will find it easier to afford things like that you really want today. Did you know? There's a commonly held belief that if you do something for 21 days, it will become a habit. Apply a sensible money management behavior can become a habit for you as little as 3 weeks. Neither Michael nor Selena uses a plan to manage money. So to begin with the process, they will make a list of what they see as good and bad money habits, as shown in the table below. So for Michael's, negatives are, I buy fast food after school every day, I buy a couple of DVDs with each paycheck. Positives, I pay bills as soon as I get them, and I regularly verify my account activity. Selena, her negatives, I buy iced coffees after school every day, and my shopping plan is to just buy what I love. Positives, I comparison shop when buying non-clothing items, and I give $2 at church every week. Do any of their habits sound familiar to you? The problem with unwise habits is that short and long-term impact they have on your life. Say you're Selena and you spend $3 on iced coffee after school every day. Assuming you skip them on the weekends, that's $15 a week on drinks. Okay, that's not horrible, right? But what does that add up in a month? Blank. In a school year? Blank. And what do you really want? What do you really have to show for all that money you spend? You could have spent that amount on clothes or a laptop. It's not that spending money on iced coffees or fast food is necessarily bad. It's okay to have things you enjoy in life. The question is, could you enjoy certain things less frequently to afford other things you enjoy in life even more? Activity 1.1b, My Money Habits. Go back to Activity 1.1a to look at money habits. Think about how each habit could affect you in the future. For each unwise habit you listed, write down a sensible habit to replace. Now let's solve a mystery. The case of disappearing dollars. Ever open your wallet to pay for something and realize you were down to your last dollar? You get flustered trying to figure out a way to pay, and in the meantime, your brain is racing to grasp where the rest of my money go. The good news is that the thief will be super easy to catch. Just look in the mirror. Then remind yourself how even little expenses add up and fast. Of course, the only way to be sure where your money goes is to track your spending. So put on your detective hat and start keeping what's called a spending log. In it, you'll record everything you spend money on and how much you spend each day. When you review the list, you can bet your findings will be an eye-opener. Activity 1.2, my disappearing dollars. How much money do you spend in the last week? What did you buy? List what you spent money on in the past week or month and use the information to gather evidence in case of your disappearing dollars. Waiting is the smartest move. Excited about getting a raise, Michael went to get a new pair of soccer cleats. He spotted a jacket that looked good on him and decided that because he was now earning more at work, why not buy it too? A few days later, a friend reminded him about concert tickets they were supposed to buy the next day. Michael had totally forgotten, and now he didn't have the money. He couldn't wait until payday later in the week because the concert was expected to sell out in hours. As he was kicking himself for buying the jacket, he thought of his grandmother, who was always lecturing about the importance of waiting until you know you can afford something, also known as delayed gratification. Waiting has always been a challenge for Michael, but now he saw her point. Waiting a week to buy the jacket would have been much better than the situation he was now in, especially if he ended up disappointing his friend and missing the concert. Like Michael, have you ever impulsively bought something, then remember you needed the money for something else? Waiting isn't a punishment, it's just a smart money sense. It gives you time to think through your purchase before you spend the money by taking the time to make sure you really do want the item and will actually use or wear it. You then can buy with the peace of mind knowing that you won't regret the purchase later. Activity 1.3, why wait? There are benefits to waiting to buy something. Can you think of two or three reasons to hold off on a purchase? Reasons to wait to buy something. Do you need it or do you want it? When Michael mentioned his dilemma to his mom, she asked if he needed the jacket. He said, kind of. She replied, you can't kind of need something, Michael. You either do or you don't. Which is it? Well, I do have a jacket, but it's kind of ratty, Michael said. His mom went to the closet to get the old jacket. This jacket is fine. All it needs is a wash, she said. Michael admitted that she was right. He wanted the new jacket, but he didn't need it. Like Michael, we all have habits of saying we need things that we really don't. Needs are things that are essential to your health and security. You need food, water, a place to live, clothes to wear, and money to pay for it all. Wants make life more interesting and fun, but you can get by without them. Everyone has wants, and that's okay, but when money is tight, needs have to come first. The difference can be tricky sometimes. If Michael's jacket really had been in bad shape or no longer fit him, a new jacket would have been a need. But because this wasn't the case, the new jacket was a want. An item can be considered a need if it's essential to getting a need. For example, you most likely don't need transportation for your health or safety. But when you need a job to pay for necessities like food and rent, and having a reliable way to get to work is required to keep that job, then transportation also becomes a need. Activity 1.4, my needs and wants. Can I tell the difference? Look at the spending log in Activity 1.2. Write down 5 things you spent money on, then decide if each is a need or a want. The following list has been started for you. So you're going to have items and then determine is it a need or a want. Review your list. Are you sure your needs are really needs? Do you think your family or friends would agree with you on your decision? Are there times when your wants may become a need?